This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
All set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares with Captain John Reagan. John, I was looking at the internet, and this is from the Daily Mail, and the article is headlined, Privacy Fears, as it's revealed that the FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation, pays Best Buy Geek Squad workers $500 reward to snoop through customers' computers during repairs to find evidence of child pornography. And it talks about this guy who was indicted on child pornography charges in November of 2014. FBI agents found hundreds of images on his laptop, hard drive, and iPhone. But the investigation was launched because a Best Buy Geek Squad technician found this these images on the computer, the PC, when it was taken to the store to be repaired. So, John, when I had a computer manufacturing company, customers would come in and they'd say, hey, can you go through my computer, make sure it's okay? And I go, no, I don't want to. And they go, well, no, just check it out and you know, look through everything and see if you can find it, you know, make sure it's okay. And I go, I don't want to. I don't want to look through your computer. And I won't look through your computer. And, you know, when you accidentally find something, it really changes your opinion of that person who has that computer. And you don't know if it's a friend who did it or it's their children who did it or, you know, the husband, the wife. You have no idea. But it's a little unsettling. Actually, it's very unsettling. And I'm not recommending that people have pornography on the computer. Absolutely not. And I'm not recommending any kind of pornography. I'm just saying that if you have something that you don't want found on your computer, regardless of what it is, financial records, phone numbers, contacts, don't put it on your computer and then bring it to be repaired. And so that casts a dim perspective from my point of view that the FBI is paying $500 rewards for finding pornography on computers. That means that your Best Buy geek squads, according to this article, are going to be looking through your computer harder than they've ever looked through it before to find something so that they get a reward. It's an outrage, if you ask me. Just wanted to comment on that.
What if somebody needs an extra $500 this month and goes ahead and plants some porn on the computer?
Yeah, that's exactly right. What if that person who's working on the computer has a thumb drive and does that? And, John, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't it easy enough to take a file, change the current date on a computer and, you know, bring it back 6 months? You know, change the date and then have a file that was created before that and then move that file, copy that file from a thumb drive to a hard drive and then restore the date, change the date back to the current date, today's date, and then it will look like that file was moved 6 months ago. Isn't that easy to do?
You don't even need to do that. There's utilities that will change the date of the file.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what we're saying is that you know, if a person has just a little bit of computer savvy, he or she can plant a file and on your computer, and you can say, I didn't do it. You know, and look at that file. Wait a minute. It's been there for 6 months. How'd that get there? Very interesting point, John.
So let me go down a rabbit hole here.
Okay.
You know how those of us that are in the modern media are under attack. And there's so many ways to get back doors into computers, some of which have been bugs for years, and some may not have been bugs. They may have been, official back doors that were agreed upon. So just imagine, you're just going along, minding your own business, and you get a knock on the door, and they've got a warrant to search your computer. And lo and behold, there's all of this kiddie porn on your computer. And you get disgraced and shut down, and there goes another alternate media outlet when it was placed there by outside personnel.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've heard the stories about the farmer who was raided years and years ago. You've heard stories of this, class. So the farm gets raided, and sure enough, they find some drugs on the property. And then the farm gets seized. And so where does that come from? And in many cases, we've learned that was planted evidence, meaning the alleged authorities, the people who have guns on their hips, bring the evidence that they want to plant. They plant it, and then they arrest the owner of the property for having those illegal substances on their property. And in our case, what we do to somewhat protect ourselves from that is we let our cows run all over. The cows will find it. If it's planted, they'll find it. If it's edible, they'll eat it. And that's how we protect ourselves from the plague. John, you're talking about words have meaning.
You know, it's interesting how long you can look at a word, and in this case it was decades, and just happen to see it a little bit differently, and you get to wondering, and you start researching the history of the word, and many times it's just a coincidence of phonics, but in this case, it was more than that. And the word that I'm talking about is secretary, and first thing I did was look up the airy part, the suffix, and basically that's means pertaining to. And when you look at secretary, and we've been pronouncing it that way since I can remember, you take off the airy and you have the word secret. So, if we went around calling it secretary, it doesn't roll off the tongue as well, but it really is what it sounds like. And the second link for hour two gets into the history of secretary. It's from medieval Latin, which is one entrusted with secrets. And then what is now the obsolete definition, someone entrusted with a secret, a confidant. But if you think about how the word is used today, all the cabinet members are secretaries. The secretary of state with the state secrets, the secretary of defense with military secrets. And even when you're dealing with corporate secretaries, they keep secret the going-ons of the executives. So just an interesting word I found.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for bringing that to our attention, John. It was worth discussing, really, because it puts our government in in a brighter light that we can see what they're up to and that they're hiding everything from us.
And moving on, we've talked about how millennials just don't have the same interest in cars that our generation did, and Chrysler may have found a solution for this. They have a concept vehicle that will take selfies.
If I were in the CEO's office and one of the VPs and the marketing guy came in and marketing VP said, "This is great. This is it. We're going to sell some cars now." And he said, "Selfies. That's where it's at. We're going to get them from the front seat. We're going to get them from the back seat, and we're going to have this broadcast capability, and we can send these selfies of all of these people in the cars that we sell to all of their friends. This is more important than horsepower. This is more important than traction, suspension. This is more important than comfort. This is it. This is what's going to sell cars." I'd have to laugh. But you know what? I think they may be onto something, that these young people have... That's what they're interested in. They're interested in... I think they're so lonely. And I think that they have so little to do that they have to be in constant contact. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. I was watching the Andy Griffith Show. The Andy Griffith Show. It's on Netflix right now, and you can watch it. And you will see a broadcast program that was successful for years and years and years without profanity, without salacious sex, without innuendo, with morals, with situations that, they were humorous at some level, but I think they taught young people lessons. We don't see much of that anymore. We see shows that have to use sex to get some people's attention, not mine. If I see that kind of imagery, I turn it off. I don't want to watch it. What's coming up next segment, John?
Planets of the Cats.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Pastor, you might find this, actually alarming. Captain John Reagan, I'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks, FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, I was just looking at the post about the Chrysler, the Fiat Chrysler concept vehicle, and the features that we didn't get to. Key features: 3 rows of seats to fit 6 people, a selfie camera, a display for passengers in the back, an intercom system, illuminated doors that can animate, whatever that is, facial and voice recognition. This thing is great. It can go over 250 miles, and you can quickly charge this electric vehicle. That is not something that I'm interested in. How about you?
Oh, I don't know. I just have such little time. I don't have time to take selfies. So a car like this, and I could enter the 21st century.
John, do you remember? You know, I'm thinking of the Andy Griffith Show. You know, we used to get in our vehicles, and we were in love with our figuratively with our vehicles. Americans used to love getting in the vehicle and taking a drive on a Sunday or a Saturday. It was a really neat thing to do. Now we can push that aside and we can concentrate on selfies with our new Fiat Chrysler concept vehicle. Gosh. Okay, so cats.
Back in the 60s, that movie came out, Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
And, went into, a possible situation that could happen in theory. And it was certainly entertaining. You know, we've talked a lot about demographics, and it's really tough to talk demographics and the financial implications on radio. I came across this article, Americans prefer cats to kids after Great Recession. Because of the bad economy, because of Obamacare, because and now in some states, you know, you have hardly any rights at all with your kids. There's a myriad of reasons there. But births have gone down considerably. And since, 2007, and they've got a chart here, how the growth should have been 2008, and this report only goes through 2015, because it takes a while to get the information. The actual births have fallen, and from 2008 to 2015, there's 3.4 million fewer births than there would have been if things just kept on the trend line. And they're not expecting this to change for 2016, so it's probably close to 4 million fewer babies. And that hits us in a number of ways. And it also points out how you can't just quickly turn this around because, you know, those kids that would have been born, you know, 5-6 years ago would be entering school now and, you know, getting ready to go through the system, and there would be the costs associated with that, which helps prop up the economy. And then, of course, when they enter the workforce, then they, you know, provide the necessary taxes to support the government, and of course they get into spending, which supports the corporations. And when that goes down, and this is the reason why I say you're not going to see the Republicans do anything about immigration, because the government and corporations are all dependent on an expanding economy just to prop up the mess they've created. And when that goes down, they've got to bring more people in to try to get the spending, whether it's, you know, the consumer spending on the corporate side or the taxes on the government side. And because that's going down, that just adds to the problem coming down the line.
Really good point. Really good point. So that explains a little bit about why the thugs in Congress don't want to build a wall. Actually, they want to build a train to bring people into this country instead of just keeping those.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit.
If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Watch it.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. Thank
God
you're
take my
when you got
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. John?
Well, it's been nearly 5 years since I first came on and talked about the problem, which includes the really big problem of the Social Security and Medicare unfunded liabilities. And I've talked about how you can't tax enough because, you know, there's not enough income to tax. We can't cut enough out by cutting the Social Security and Medicare programs. And then you start getting into really extreme options. And that includes cutting the beneficiaries. And so this next article came up, and I thought, you know, this might be a good headline for the propaganda media. Patriots helping save Social Security. And it's from Vegas, an elderly couple suffering financial troubles, credit card debt, at least into the five figures. They jumped to their deaths off a Las Vegas parking garage and joint suicide. So we probably ought to give them a medal for helping to save Social Security and Medicare. And unfortunately,
so sad, John.
We're seeing more of that where the elderly are committing suicide because of the problems they're facing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can't pull out of their debts. They're despondent. And I mentioned on this broadcast that I was traveling on the highway and a man jumped off an overpass and landed right in front of our vehicle, and we were able to stop without hitting him, and we directed traffic and got him some help. He was still alive. I don't know what happened to him, but tell you what, when you see one of those things firsthand, and it was over a holiday, and I guess this man was despondent, and he just jumped off the overpass, and I think he lived. But it's really sad, John, what we're talking about, that people are actually doing this. And that means that together they thought there was no hope. No hope. Barry, you hear this? Barry, the Hope and Change guy? No hope. How else could you explain this? That there was no way out for this couple other than taking their own lives. It's disgraceful that we've gotten to this point. Barry, I'm glad to see you go. I'm glad to see you clear out, take your stuff out, move on. Leave us alone. Get out of the way. You've done enough damage. Way too much damage.
And another item in the recurring theme of Barry's legacies, the United States is now in the top 12. And that's of the worst Christian persecution nations. And they've made the list for the first time.
You know, we used to be number one in positive ways, and we're racing toward being number one in negative ways. I'm looking forward to our president-elect turning around as much of this as possible. It'd be nice to be proud to be an American again. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine being proud to be an American rather than being ashamed at what our corporate governance has been doing across the planet? Yeah, the headline, John, the Christian Truther, or ChristianTruther.com, the USA for the first time is among the 12 worst Christian persecution nations, according to this watchdog group.
At least the good news is it's not as bad as places in the Middle East where you're being beheaded and having their females sold into sex slavery. However, that's certainly the path we were on, and we'll see how well that path can be averted. Mm-hmm. And we've also been talking about pension funds quite a bit. So we've got an $8 trillion hole. And the article, An Unsolvable Math Problem, Public Pensions Are Underfunded by as Much as $8 Trillion. And keep in mind what I just said there, public pensions. There's private pensions as well that are also having problems. And when they say underfunded, that you have to understand the financial term there. This is the present value of that. So this is what we would have to invest into those pension plans, and the pension plans would also have to get the appropriate rate of return, which tends to be between 7% and 8%, in order to pay out 100% of the benefits that they've promised. Now, we're not going to see 7 and 8% growth again. Part of that's because of the demographic problem, which we talked about earlier. You know, cats just don't spend as much as people. That's the way it is. it's like I say, there's only two ways this can go. You, for public plans, they either raise taxes, which they're pretty much at the limit, so not much tax raising there, or they have to cut benefits, and we're going to see that. And let me refer to the last article from Hour One. This is an update on the city of Dallas problem, and they're looking at changing the rules retroactively. So they want to do away with the big return that these drop accounts got and basically take that money back from people. Good luck with that. Dallas is looking at an impossible situation, and let's slide on down underneath the $8 trillion hole elsewhere in Texas. Oh, man. Dallas pension, not the only ticking time bomb ready to explode. And they've got a list here of about a dozen pension plans from Austin, Dallas, El Paso, Fort Worth, Galveston, Houston, San Antonio. And these are not all the pension plans. but they've got they're covering an average or covering a total of just over 50,000 people, and the unfunded liability is almost $9 billion just for these funds alone. In some cases, these are there's one pension plan, let's see, out there, it's barely above 50% funded, which happens to be the Dallas Police and Fire Pension System supplemental. And the combined fund isn't much better at just under 64% funded. These are problems happening now. It's like I say, the Social Security and Medicare problems, are totally unsolvable, but that's not what's going to cause us the problem. It's going to be the pension plans and the rising interest rates.
John, Ponzi schemes, pyramid schemes attract people because they appear to be able to deliver a rate of return that investors seem to like the idea of. But Ponzi schemes, pyramid schemes are illegal because inevitably they fall apart, right? Because you can't get enough new members forever to keep them running. Isn't that true? And isn't what we're talking about that these pension plans in many cases are literally Ponzi schemes?
Yeah, and they don't advertise it that way, but that's what they are. And whether it's Social Security and Medicare or whether it's these pension plans, in these unfunded numbers, none of them, zip, zero, nada, none of them include the declining workforce we're going to see from artificial intelligence and robotics. There's more and more testing of the autonomous vehicles, and as soon as they get that up and going, even if they're only able to do it partially, there go millions of jobs, whether it's the truck drivers, the bus and taxi drivers, and even Amazon's working on getting rid of the delivery drivers, having the drones deliver. And that's just one segment. So without those jobs available feeding the system, these problems are just going to get worse.
John, the first paragraph in this article that you've linked to, an unsolvable math problem. Public pensions are underfunded by as much as $8 trillion. First paragraph of Zero Hedge of this article says, defined pension plans are in many cases a Ponzi scheme. Current assets are used to pay current claims in full in spite of insufficient funding to pay future liabilities. Classic Ponzi. But unlike Wall Street and corporate Ponzi schemes, no one goes to jail because the establishment is complicit. Everyone from government officials to union bosses are incentivized to maintain the status quo. Public employees get to sleep better at night thinking they have a, quote, retirement plan, unquote. Public legislators get to be reelected by union membership while pretending their states are solvent, and union bosses get to keep their jobs while hiding the truth from employees. We're talking about Ponzi schemes, also known as pensions. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produce only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of the Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendeman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's SEINE.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Tomorrow, John Statmiller is going to be joining us. And Scotty Kilmer. Scotty Kilmer's got millions and millions of views on YouTube. You're getting a real kick out of him. We're going to be talking about secrets, auto mechanic secrets, and we're going to share our secrets with you tomorrow. Mark the Spark, Philadelphia, welcome.
Good morning, gentlemen, and it's been a bit since I listened to the two of you, and again, I'm reminded of John, the incredible aggregator, and Vincent, the incredible aggravator, and between the two of you, you really stir the boiler, and you steam me up, and you get me moving. Thank you. So
the aggregator and the aggravator. What do you think, John?
Sounds like a T-shirt to me.
So I wanted to bring something to your guys' attention. I recently met a friend whose father worked as a machinist at the U.S. Navy Yard in Philadelphia, which was an ongoing thing forever until, you know, the 90s, whenever Clinton shut down on many of the bases. And I believe this shipyard employed 60,000 Americans at one point. But his father, this man's father, worked there. It was a machinist, and then he grew up and he became a machinist, and then he worked for General Dynamics and then later Lockheed Martin there in Fort Worth as a machinist from the mid 80s to the late 90s, like 97 98, and he left, and I asked him, he brought something to my attention. I said, well, you know, what's going on with the military industrial complex? He says, well, this is what's going on. At the time he left, there were 3,000 machinists making parts for the F-16. He said, guess how many there are now, presently? I said, I have no idea. He said, 25. I said, what? I said, what's going on? He says, the machinists that are there aren't making parts. They're just monitoring the parts that are being made everywhere else, and that includes foreign countries. And then they're shipped to that location, and then they're assembled there. So primarily what's going on there is assembly, not machining. So isn't that interesting? Here's another one that I've learning. I wanted to verify this with you, Vincent, and John, especially Vincent there in Missouri. I caught wind that the county next to the county that Joplin resides in is that company, let's see, Tyson, they're shipping in foreigners. It's one thing to bring in Mexicans to work at these chicken processing plants. They're bringing in Somalis, from what I gather, or foreigners from the Middle East or Africa. Have you heard about this?
It's new to me, but I would like to address something that you said about machinists. And that is, when I went to elementary school, one of my boyhood friends was the son of a tool and die maker. And we used to have these companies, small shops, entrepreneurs who were tool and die makers. They made the tools that were used in making the machines that we would bang out in our industrial complex. There are very few tool and die makers left, and there are very few machinists left, and there are very few young people who know how to make things with machines. You're absolutely right, and it's a spiral down, and it's very difficult to turn that around. And if you talk to young people today, you'll find out that they have difficulty estimating. They have difficulty telling you what length something is in 64ths of an inch or in 32nds of an inch and so forth.
Now, the reason why I brought up those two somewhat disparate conditions is that they're actually not disparate. They're actually the common denominator is the corporations. I want to know who's doing this. Who's controlling these corporations that are outsourcing our machining, which leaves us vulnerable. If we can't make parts, we're vulnerable. We're extremely vulnerable. And the other thing is, who's bringing in foreigners to work at our places of work, you know? So anyway, I'll leave it at that.
Well, you've brought up some very, very good points, and I appreciate it. And if you think about who's running these corporations, Sears is being pummeled into the ground by their abysmal corporate management. Kmart, same thing. We're losing ground. Companies are going under. Sears, can you imagine Sears? You used to be able to buy everything, including a house at Sears. They used to have the catalog business. It was nailed down. They owned it. And they destroyed it with their top management. Mark Spark, thank you so much for being with us. John Reagan, thank you so much. We'll see you next Monday. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.